And welcome to Yoga Business Bootcamp, where yoga meets business. My name is Amanda Kingsmith, and I am going to be your host throughout this podcast series. I am so excited to take you through a series of conversations around best practices for your yoga business. And at the end of each episode, I hope that you leave feeling educated and ready to elevate your yoga business. Now, on to the episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Yoga Business Bootcamp. My name's Amanda Kingsmith, and I'm going to be your host for this episode of the podcast. Today, I am really excited to be talking to you about a really, really important topic, and that is the power of investing in yourself. And I wrote a blog post about this a while back, and I've talked about it a lot on MBOM, but I really wanted to make this the final episode for now for Yoga Business Bootcamp because it's such a big topic. So last episode, which was actually 2 weeks ago because I was super sick last week and basically couldn't talk, we talked about mixing business and spirituality. And we talked about this idea that it's okay to make money off of this spiritual practice as long as you're really bringing your yoga into your business practices and making sure that you're living authentically and doing business authentically. And this concept is really about our own personal growth. And one of the things that I think is really powerful is making sure that we invest in really great trainings and really great coaches and just really investing in ourselves. So I think that all of you can probably relate to when you were picking a yoga teacher training program and you were deciding where you wanted to go and where you wanted to study. You looked at the program, you looked at the main teachers, you looked at what you were going to be getting out of it because it's a big investment. And I commend all of you for making that investment in yourselves because that's massive. And I know from personal experience that it takes, you know, sometimes years to save up that money, or sometimes you just fork it out and then you just pay it back over years. I get it. I've made that investment too. And so I really commend all of you for doing that. But something we need to keep in mind is that we need to continuously be improving our education. So we need to be improving our education around anatomy, around yoga philosophy, around yoga business. And we need to be continually investing in our businesses. So one of the things that I think we often think is, okay, I paid for this big training and now it needs to pay itself off. And so we dive into teaching and we really just go headfirst into what we're doing, and it takes us a while to kind of get on our feet, and then we don't want to spend that money again and get in that position again. But what I'm here to tell you is that you can spend money month by month as small investments for yourself, continuing education, etc., and actually make that money back faster. So here's an example. If you are teaching full-time, but maybe you don't have the business side of things, which I'm assuming you're interested in the business of yoga, if you've, you know, found MBOM, if you found myself, if you found Yoga Business Bootcamp, and maybe you do like one continuing ed program a month, and that adds to your monthly expenses. I totally get that. But basically, you are going to excel at a much faster pace. If you pay for a course to build a website, you're going to have a website that you can then use to sell your things. If you pay for a program on how to create online courses, you are then going to have online courses that you can sell and make that money back really fast. If you pay for a business coach to work with you once a week or bi-weekly, you are going to make that money back super, super quickly, and you're going to really excel in your business. So just like when you spent that initial money on your yoga teacher training program, it's really important that we continue to invest in ourselves, and especially to invest in our businesses. Investing in software programs, investing in things like branding training and logo design and website design, all of that stuff is really important because this is stuff that's really going to be the foundation for all the money you make in the future. And I just really want you to come from the perspective of, I am going to make this investment in myself and my business because it's worth it, as opposed to this mindset that I hear so often that is, I'm broke, I can't afford it, I can't do this, this isn't working, et cetera, et cetera. I really want to break down that mindset, and I think that part of it is by investing in yourselves. So what I want you to do is write down a list of all the things that you'd like to learn and find if there's either free resources on them or paid resources and how somebody could support you on this. And if you feel like there's anything within your yoga business that you could use support on, please email me. It's info@mbomyoga.com. I would love to hear from you and love how I could support you with your business outside of just what I do with the podcast. So that is today's topic. It's a quick one, but it's a powerful one. And I hope that you really allow this to sink in and just allow this to settle and really, you know, spend some time thinking about what you could do that would really allow yourself to benefit from the power of investment. The last thing I want to touch on is that I am going to be stopping this podcast for a little bit. We have covered all the different topics that are in Yoga Business Bootcamp. The full program is up on mbomyoga.com/yogabusinessbootcamp if you want to check it out. So we've covered all those topics, plus now we've covered a couple additional ones. And I think that for now, I'm just going to put a halt on this podcast so I can really dive into making the course amazing. So if you felt like any of these topics that we've talked about are something that you want to expand a little bit more on, you can head over to mbomyoga.com/yogabusinessbootcamp or yogabusinessbootcamp.teachable.com and just check it out. You can buy the entire program, you can buy just the resources separately, or you can just buy the different modules. So if you just really want to build your website, you can buy that module separately for a really, really affordable price. So that is all there for you. And if you feel like that's what you want to invest your time, your money into, I would certainly love to have you. If you feel like there's something different you want to invest in, of course, that's fine too. Just go out, invest, buy something, treat yourself, do the learning, do the work. Absolutely. And as Yoga Business Bootcamp continues to build and I continue to add to it, we'll be adding more episodes. So stay subscribed to this, subscribe to the newsletter. It's over on the website. And then you can get all of the updates as we add more to the podcast. So for now, thank you so, so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching the videos. Thank you to those of you who are actually in the course. I'm so appreciative of all of you. And I wish you nothing but the best with your yoga businesses. As always, you can find me on social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga. And namaste. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of the podcast. To find out more, head on over to mbomyoga.com/yogabusinessbootcamp. You can also find us on YouTube at www.mbomyoga.com/YouTube. You can join us on social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga on Facebook and Instagram. And you can join our private Facebook community called Yoga Business Badasses. As always, all links are always found on the website. Once again, thanks for joining me and namaste.